Hello, welcome to Out in the Bay, Queer Radio and Podcast. I'm Eric Jansen. This week's edition is our shortest by far. It's our first quickie. It comes to us from Jim Van Buskirk, a regional coordinator of the Final Exit Network. This group advocates that mentally competent adults suffering painful, debilitating, or terminal illnesses should have a basic legal human right to end their own lives. Much of its early work was informed by gay men dying of AIDS and their friends, families, and lovers. Here's Jim's four-minute commentary.
What I did for love. How do we get to control when we die? The 7th Conference of the World Federation of the Right to Die Societies took place in San Francisco in 1988. On recently discovered tapes, we hear from panelist Stephen Yarnell, a gay psychiatrist with AIDS, brought to the conference from his sickbed in a wheelchair. Arguing from a personal and ethical perspective to legalize euthanasia, he observed that if the ballot initiative had already passed, quote, I would have been seriously discussing with my physician whether to wrap it up. He was referring to the California Humane and Dignified Death Initiative, supporters of which were desperately trying to collect enough signatures to place on the November 1988 ballot. It never reached voters. Yarnell confessed that he kept an overdose of pills at home and had seriously considered suicide until he realized he couldn't bring it off because he couldn't even hold down a sip of water. It was then that he, in his words, began to appreciate the notion of people who shoot themselves in the head. Randy Boyle, a gay hospice worker, also balanced his professional and personal experiences at the conference. It's real sad that the people that opposed the initiative, if they had experienced some of the suffering, seen what the AIDS virus does to people, I think maybe they would be more compassionate, Boyle told conferees. I can't understand why people would be against someone ending their own life when they've gone through so much pain and suffering. 4 months later, both of these handsome, articulate men were dead. Derek Humphrey, co-founder of the Hemlock Society, now the Final Exit Network, said that supporting another person's taking of their own life was a traumatic event, requiring courage, trust, and understanding. Offering moral support is the ultimate act of love, said Humphrey, invoking the example of World War II soldiers who mercifully shot their dying comrades. His words brought to mind the song, What I Did for Love. Now I hear the anthem from a chorus line in a new way.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same too. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love.
Through the 1980s and 90s, the Reverend Jim Matulski was pastor of the Metropolitan Community Church in San Francisco's Castro District, the epicenter of the AIDS epidemic. Journalists called MCC the church with AIDS because so many funerals took place there. The church lost about 500 members to the disease. Matulski remembers that many illegal deaths took place because of the inertia and opposition to the proposed law. He said Humphrey's book, Final Exit, became like our Bible, and that What I Did for Love was sung at many memorials. I recently heard another story from the AIDS crisis about a man who ended his partner's life by smothering him with a pillow. Sadly, the man had not been emotionally prepared for his resulting trauma. He suffered both psychological and physical symptoms for years. Flash forward nearly 30 years. In 2016, California's End of Life Option Act began allowing terminally ill adult Californians to self-administer lethal drugs and end their suffering, provided certain circumstances were met. but its implementation and refinement continue to meet opposition, as the controversy over people's right to choose to hasten their own deaths continues. It should come as no surprise that the progress, albeit slow and arduous, was pioneered by queer people. I'm Jim Van Buskirk.
Jim Van Buskirk was the founding program manager of the San Francisco Public Library's James C. Hormel LGBTQIA Center from 1992 to 2007. Now retired, Jim has co-hosted death cafes for many years and volunteers as a regional coordinator with Final Exit Network. Learn more at finalexitnetwork.org. What's on your mind? If you'd like to submit a quickie, a short commentary or slice of life story, send us an audio file of 4 minutes or less to outinthebay@yahoo.com or write to us there and we'll send you details. That's outinthebay@yahoo.com. We'll also have some quickie info on our post at outinthebay.org. That's outinthebay.org, where you can hear past shows, most are half-hour features, subscribe to our podcast and monthly emails, and please make a donation to help us keep bringing queer voices to the world. I'm Eric Jansen. Thank you for listening. Out in the Bay.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for